Welcome to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. This is our podcast, un lugar donde hablaremos sobre la salud mental, cultura, como Chicanas and Latina Moms, la importancia de self-love, self-care, self-compassion, y el recordatorio que somos chingonas, y que esta es una revolución y una evolución para crear la mejor versión de nuestro ser. Because we can. Because calladitas, no more. You're listening to Chicana and Latina Moms Podcast. The content is not intended to replace or substitute for any professional counseling or therapeutic advice. Hola, Chicana and Latina Moms. ¿Cómo están? Espero que estén muy bien. Thank you so much for tuning in and, you know, making that choice to say, hey, I want to listen to this podcast, Chicana and Latina Moms. So thank you. It definitely has been a while, and that's because I've been so busy and, you know, life itself. My son turned 15 and I had a little quinceañero birthday celebration, which he was looking forward to. You guys, as like organizing parties, me canso, like it's not the same anymore. I don't drink, pero me siento cruda the next day. Y eso que no tomo, like it's just funny and like interesting and kind of a little sad because ya el cuerpo no aguanta. But anyways, he had a great time, and that was very special because my family was there from both my husband's side and mine, and it was just really beautiful to have people that made time, you know, out of their day to come out. So that was really, really cool. But anyways, other than that, you guys, I want to get into a topic that many people are not aware that they're doing. And let me start off by this. Generalized anxiety is something that we all will get, honestly. Like every human being, there will be those symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder symptoms. And there's a lot of worrying. As mothers, nos preocupamos porque estamos preocupadas, porque la preocupación que tenemos no se nos quita. You know, it's like a pyramid. It's just, or a domino effect. Esa preocupación que tenemos with our kids, you know, with our relationships, with work, with cleaning the house, with our mental health, our physical health. And I mean, there's so many things that, you know, we pretty much go through. But the generalized anxiety disorder, it means that you worry constantly and you feel like you can't control the worrying. And normally to get a, you know, diagnosis, it has to happen in most days and for at least 6 months. And every time I share these symptoms and the duration with my clients, they normally say, oh my goodness, it has been more than 6 months. It's been 3 years. It's been 4 years. Casi toda mi vida. And it's really sad because I know growing up, I didn't, obviously, most of us here listening to this podcast, we did not know what anxiety was, right? We would see our mothers always, que apúrate, haz esto, y el otro, and all that chaos. That was anxiety with time. Ponte un suéter, ya comiste. And it was like constant fight or flight that they were on. So that affected their parenting, that affected their being, right? So now we are these mothers, children, you know, I was going to say children of immigrants. Well, yeah, we are children of immigrants, you know, and our parents coming into this country with, you know, added anxiety of a new culture, new language. So se acumulan muchas cosas. So now that we are mothers, and for those who are not mothers and listening to this podcast, you can obviously, you still worry, right? There's young adults in our world right now that, even adolescents, I mean, I just target young adults because I do hear a lot more from these seniors in high school that are afraid of like graduating, because all they've known for 12 years have been like getting up early, go to school, you know, do their homework or, you know, their routine. But once they turn, you know, 18, they're considered young adults. And sometimes the reality, you guys, is that sometimes we think that once they're 18, they should know what they, you know, want to do in life. Some parents think that way, not all. So we have to be mindful of that. One of the things I do want to add to this generalized anxiety is that many people will have superstition. Like, tienen esa mentalidad, una mentalidad de que si me pongo los calcetines rojos hoy, voy a tener un buen día. Si me voy por esta calle en la mañana, me va a ir de la patada. O si no me persino, me va a ir mal. So there's like these superstition, like behaviors that are not healthy, because it'll turn into this like snowball effect with time. So there's no such thing as bad luck or good luck, you guys. Not at all. It is all about the perception of how you're going to choose to see life. So if you want to see it in a negative way, that's how you're going to view everything. But if you choose to remove your lenses and you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to see the beauty thing, the beauty out of life. And so then you start to see the good. It's interesting. You have to put it into practice for you to then be able to say, you know what? I can see the difference now. And si a veces te ha costado hacer eso, then it's time to kind of practice, you know. And it's not about going down a certain street and saying it te va a ir bien nada más porque fuiste por esa calle. Y si no te persinaste, te va a ir de la patada. Like, that's not even about that. God will always be with you. The universe is here for us. And we have to remember that. There's a lot of rules in our society. Religion, homes, community, work, I mean, everywhere. But at the end of the day, knowing, okay, we are meant to be in this planet, in this world, at this moment for a reason. And the perception of our reality is very, very important. So superstition is not healthy. It is not healthy, you guys. And I know everyone believes in many things, but it creates a lot of worrying. I mean, I know baseball players do that, right? If they wear, I don't know, a certain color, I don't know, whatever it is that everyone's different, then they feel like they're going to win, you know? But what if we don't become codependent on items or, you know, places? What if you just center yourself in your heart and your being and remind yourself, like, wait a minute, I am the best being of me. The power of me is within me. You know, God created me. You know, this is why it's so important, you guys, to ground ourselves, to implement mindfulness. I posted a video of, you know, saying like the trauma trapped in my face, but it wasn't just in my face. It was like my whole body. I was tense. I was not happy, very visible, like in my pictures in the past. But now, like the way I take pictures, I feel so much more comfortable. Even though, don't get me wrong, I'm saying every picture I take is perfect. Sometimes I'm like, oh, eso no me gustó. But I don't see that facial expression of, like, how can I describe it, you guys? I'm like, tengo esa foto en mi mente ahorita y la manera en que lo puedo escribir es como, ¿qué palabra? Frustración, disappointment. I think trauma and anxiety, you know, are just, man, they're heavy. But it's interesting, you guys. Like, I saw that shift in me when my husband and I separated. It's so crazy how just things happen. And I also posted a video that says, deja las cosas que se rompan. And sometimes we're trying to hold on or making sure that the boat doesn't sink. Or just let it sink, you guys. Let it sink. Let go of things that are worrying you. We can't control everything. The only person you can control is yourself. We're not even supposed to control our kids. We know the outcome. Many of us know the outcome of our parents, you know, or one parent or two parent, whatever. Every situation is different. But of growing up being controlled. It doesn't allow you to expand the ability of your own intelligence, of your own wisdom within your heart. It doesn't. It stops you because now someone else is controlling how, you know, you, what you should wear. Like, no te pongas lo que te gusta, te vas a poner lo que yo te diga. Like, things like that growing up definitely stops us from, like, making other decisions down the line from the relationship, right? The one of the most important decisions that not just the only, but one of the top on the list is who you're going to choose as the partner. Oh my goodness. If I was given that advice younger, I'm not saying like my husband, because no, I love my husband. He is a beautiful human being. Yes, he has come a long way. Yes, our partners get on our nerves. I get on his nerves. I'm not perfect for sure. I can say sometimes I'm stubborn and I understand that, but we've come a long way. And I definitely understand that there's a lot of worrying that comes into play in our lives. So we want to be able to break through and create beautiful things in our lives, you guys. This is a journey, and make it the best fucking journey of your life as much as you can. So if you find yourself being superstitious, then it's time to kind of work on that when you're ready, and be mindful and be present, you know, of how you feel. And it's okay to feel lost sometimes. It's okay that if you say, oh my God, today me siento preocupada. Okay, si te sientes preocupada, ¿qué vas a hacer? Like, how much of control do you have over what you're actually worrying about? Because one thing is having it in our mind and just dwelling and dwelling and dwelling and dwelling and dwelling and dwelling, versus like, wait a minute, let me pay attention to this worry and let me see why it's here. Why do I worry about my kids' safety? One, it's understandable. Our society is pretty hectic right now. We can't control the outside, but we can implement, you guys, knowledge, connection with a relationship with our kids so that they hear our advice, so that they're open to knowing ways to follow their gut instinct, to making sure they don't, you know, they avoid situations or places that are not healthy for them. And again, we can't save them 100%. And that's like the scary part as mothers, right? But as long as we know that we've given them all the tools, trust in their intelligence. Trust that they are going to make those decisions. Because, you know, I'm 43 years old. And sometimes, like, you know, my mom sometimes, and I get it, she's worrying, but she needs to work on that. Even though I'm 43, she worries, and she always finds, like, I don't know, how can I say, you guys, like, siempre habla, and she wants to know if I'm okay and my family's okay. And if she knows that we're okay, then she's okay. So I honestly would love for her to not be dependent on if we're okay or not for her than to be okay or not. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want that. And because I'm 43, I get it. Like, sometimes I think she feels like she still has to be there for me as a mom, which great. Like, I appreciate that. I'm not saying not to, but I think at some point she needs to be able to let go in a way that's healthy for her, that she feels comfortable, so that she is then able to feel free. Because I think many of us can relate, right, of what I'm saying. I think we can. Because that anxiety that we bring to the table, our kids are going to feed off of that. And anxiety is always going to happen. I'm not saying that at some point anxiety se va a quitar al 100%. That's not going to happen. But when we start falling into this like snowball effect of like superstition, it definitely affects our mental health, you guys, in our relationships. And we start to doubt our own intelligence and our own abilities because we start to be codependent on an item or a person or a location, whatever it is. And I remember a client several years ago that she wouldn't go out without her red bracelet. You know, those red bracelets that they sell, que para las malas vibras. And she's like, tengo que salir con esta. Y si se me rompe, me compro otra. And I think there's a meaning behind that. I don't remember what she said, but there was a time that she did not have a red bracelet and she did not know what to do with herself. So I was able to help, you know, psychoeducate and let her know that that bracelet, yes, it was meaningful for her, but how else can she find meaning within herself? Because cuando estamos sintiendo una codependencia exterior, nos estamos desconectando de nuestro interior. So you always have to work and do your best at your pace to stay connected within yourself versus external. So I hope that, you know, you're able to be mindful and that it's okay to feel lots, you know, if you find yourself like struggling to improve, that's still okay. It's part of the process. As long as you're implementing something different in your routine that is going to help your mental health, if it's journaling, if it's you talking to yourself, you know, in front of the mirror, if it's you praying, if it's you talking to someone who you trust that's going to tell you something that you don't want to hear. And I say it in that way because they get to challenge you. Because you don't want a person that's just going to go with the flow with what you're saying and then not help you find solutions or help you think. And sometimes you just need to vent and you just need someone to listen to you. Pero céntrate. Céntrate because no one is going to do it for you. That is your responsibility in this planet. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for more. And I wish you the best in everything that you do every single day of your life. Adios.
Gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for tuning in the Chicana and Latina Moms podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Chicana_Latina Moms podcast. And also, don't forget to leave a review. Gracias. Hey, my Chicana and Latina sisters, please do not forget to leave a review and give me your feedback. I would really appreciate it. This also helps other new listeners know what we're about. Gracias.